Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Hour. I'm Kristen, and I am here with Neil Baker. Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil Baker.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're still broadcasting the old-fashioned way today, so hopefully we're not too inaudible as we have been for the last years, because there's still issues with the Hi-Fi studio. So this week we're finding that we're having more luck by dialing in. So we apologize for the sound and hopefully it will improve. Welcome everyone to the show. For those of you who are calling for the first time, we get to our callers at about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins because we do discuss a topic every show. So hang on, please keep your place in the queue. Let's see. What do we want to tell people? Oh, we want them to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, of course, to stay connected with our show schedule. So please do follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook or Twitter. Neil's direct number for an in-depth discussion, 562-596-7818. But today on the show, we're going to be discussing energy, working with energy to manifest physical results. And Neil, you do this a lot with your clients, trying to shift circumstances in their lives so that different results will occur. Boy, the phone's ringing off the hook. I wonder who that is. Someone who wants some energy change, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. You were asking, what's the question?
The question is, Neil, when you work with clients, what do you do specifically to work with their energy and to shift circumstances? And on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing how our listeners can begin to work with energy beyond what a metaphysical book might recommend. There are a lot of metaphysical ideas. The book The Secret came out, or the movie The Secret, and the information, I think, is very limited in how to deal with energy and how to work with energy. So I'm hoping that on the show we can enlighten the subject a little bit rather than being just a superficial level of thinking positive thoughts and having your dreams come true. It's more than that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if I'm dealing with somebody one-on-one and I'm in their physical presence, I can see firsthand what their third eye is doing because I can scan their body with my third eye and I have them right in front of me. So it's much easier to evaluate a person's development in their third eye and how well they're actualizing and how well they're in touch with their soul and their spirit and things like that. When a person is not immediately in my presence, I'm counting on other factors such as birth dates and just energy fields that I'm picking up on and things like that. A little bit of channeling, some guides that are helping me out. But the idea of the third eye, I mean, we all have a third eye because unless we're zombies, walking zombies, walking dead, we all have a soul and we all have a spirit. And the third eye is actually the eye of the soul. It's the unveiled eye of the soul. And that's where light and illumination comes into the mind. And then the entire lower body becomes activated in terms of higher energy essence. That means, do you understand what that means? That means that when you take energy in through your third eye, you can actually change your immediate standing. You can change the circumstances in your environment. You can change the circumstances surrounding your relationship, your job, even your general attitude about life. You can go from a depressed state to a state of well-being. That's what the third eye actually captures, because it's an organ through which the directing energy streams out from the consciousness or into the consciousness from a higher form. And that higher form is, of course, how our third eye not only captures all of our past lives, which gives us a very worldly sense of knowledge, but also our third eye captures, can you imagine, it captures all of the experiences we had between lifetimes when we visited the soul plane and we stood amongst guides and spirits and angels, and actually in our soul body spoke to them directly. Now, all of that information is embedded in our third eye. Not only that, but we have glimpses of other kingdoms, other dimensions, other realms that's tucked into that third eye. And if we could only just open it slightly, we can obtain some of the light that can unfold into our lives and thereby give us the kind of magical changes that we're all kind of seeking on the planet.
So in terms of the third eye, it starts with re-envisioning certain circumstances, like imagining. That would be the first thing we would want to activate in the third eye is the envisioning of the circumstances that we desire to achieve. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no magical process, really. I mean, unless you're Houdini or something. But there's no really magical process that can occur until the third eye is open. And then in the process of opening it, that eye can take thought forms and energize them into such a way that the supernatural has not become the natural. I mean, you know, we have supernatural and we have natural. Supernatural is just an extension of what's natural energy. Incorporate the super into the natural, and we have natural energy occurring simultaneously in terms of that and the magical elements of energy. Now that eye, you know, it's considered part of the pineal gland, and there's a physical location for it, but it really exists in etheric matter. And that etheric matter is what's part of the higher plane energy of our being. You know, it's our energy fields. It's kind of the atmosphere. If the sky and the heavens and the stars and the clouds are part of the atmosphere of the planet, our astral field serves as that part of the energy of our body. So imagine your etheric realm as being above the earth a little bit. It's in the hemispheres of air and light and all that kind of thing. It's in the cloudy energies of the regions of your higher self. And that's where your astral body lifts off into before it really moves out of your physical realm and starts traveling around the planet and traveling to other galaxies and things like that. But that's where the magic occurs, because when your astral body leaves your body, what does it take with it? Your third eye. And what does your third eye have the ability to do? In your sleep, it has the ability to manifest images that it's like you're watching on a movie screen. Now, imagine when you're dreaming, you really can't really duplicate that in real life, because when you're dreaming, you actually are looking at...
Right, we were just talking about this yesterday. Yeah. Right, the imagination isn't as vivid as the dream.
In sleep, we go through an extraordinary change in terms of trying to imagine something. You can try to right now imagine the way somebody looks, and you can kind of see through your imagination, visual imagination, what somebody looks like, or you can remember a certain date in your life. But nothing is as vivid as a dream, because when you're dreaming, it's almost like you're watching a movie on screen. It's hard to manifest in your waking hour. But if you could, but there's a trick to where you can manifest that kind of imagery in your waking hour by learning how to unfold the lid of your astral third eye,
mm-hmm.
so that it awakens, not in your sleep, but in your conscious state. And that's when you can actually shift and change things. It's almost like, you know, with the computers today, you touch a button and you can go to all these websites. I mean, imagine what's really the force behind that. It's the same principle with the third eye. We can actualize energy around us in such a way that we can change things.
Right. And so, you know, I wanted to talk briefly, Neil, about how to do that on a physical level. What kind of exercises we can do? I mean, I'm asking, but of course, you know, there are things you and I do together working on an energy level. And that's one thing that we do on a daily basis is work with a set of playing cards. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, you know, I mean, when we try to look at this in that context, we have to remember, too, that it's going to sound like I'm a little bit contradicting myself. but the third eye, when we look at the pineal gland, that's where the physicality is in the brain. But when we look at the third eye, it has nothing really to do with the pineal gland because that's not what we take with us when we leave our bodies. So in all actuality, it's like the pineal gland is like the launching pad. It's like the central location of where the third eye is. But the third eye is an energy all unto itself. And in order to alight that energy, in order to lift it, to awaken it, one of the best avenues that I have found is through the energized system of breath. The energized system of breath is not a yoga breath. It's not a breath that you have to kind of take in.
No, it's a very subtle breath.
It's very subtle.
It's a very subtle breath, which is directed towards the third eye in a visual. You visualize.
Yeah.
In a visualization, so you direct the breath, the very light breath, to energize the third eye, and that can begin to awaken the third eye.
Yeah. The only thing is, you're not awakening your body. Your conscious input is that you're awakening your soul. So you have to look at the trinity, the triad energies of your existence, body, soul, and spirit. So in order to activate the third eye, you have to breathe as though you were breathing into your soul. And that's kind of like the breath of God, breathing into us and giving us a living soul. It's a living soul is the term. So, what, you know, as opposed to a dead soul, I don't know what a dead soul. A dead soul is one that is detached from the higher light. But when you're in the source of energy that is of higher consciousness, then you're in the eternal light of energy. And can you imagine if you're in the eternal light of energy, there's no end, not only to time, but there's no end to what we can do. We can literally move mountains. The only conflict that I must add as a footnote is that when you're trying to impose this kind of magic in your life, the one obstacle you can get is if it gets in the way of somebody else's free will. You know, it's not a spell or a curse. We can't control someone else's thoughts by this process. If we're in love with somebody, and we want them to be in love with us, the magic of the third eye is not going to halt somebody else's free will so that they're like zombies just coming to you in some kind of mindless action. You know, so you have to kind of consider, that's why I consider the karma and the multidimensional aspects of other people's space, other people's rights, and where other people come from. But when all the circumstances are sort of folding into place, then changes can occur. That's when it becomes very magical, especially if you analyze something deep enough to understand that souls are connected. So we have two souls connected that are otherwise disjointed because of circumstance. Those circumstances can now change by the magic elements of the third eye shifting or moving mountains, if that's the term.
Right. And, you know, I mentioned the cards, Neil. I don't know if you want to talk about that before we get to some of our callers. But it's something that people can actually do start to manifest on a small level physical results.
Yeah, we're not talking about tarot cards here. We're talking about
a playing deck of
playing cards. Just a deck of playing deck cards. Chris and I do this every night. I've been doing it every night for probably 40 years. But it's like a third eye exercise. It's like just, you know, like a walk around the block. But you get a regular pack of cards and you visualize shuffle them.
Shuffle the cards.
Shuffle them so they're in
random order.
And then you visualize the card you want. You think it in your mind's eye. And then you simply take your thumb and your third finger. And you neatly, discreetly part the deck. And see if in the split that the card you visualize is the card you got. And I'm telling you, people, you can actually move a card through the deck. You're not only will your energy find the card, but the card will find your energy. And in my world, I've placed like the second of two of clubs at the bottom of the deck. And deliberately parted in the middle of the two.
And said, there it appears. And, you know, not only getting one card is a desired result, but as you advance, you can actually manifest two cards or three cards in a row that you desire. So this is a good exercise.
Well, why is it
done? Very small.
Well, you know, because you can say, okay, I want the eight of hearts. And you put energy. It.
And of course, it's an energized deck. I mean, we're working with a deck that's energized.
We've energized the deck. We've produced energizing the deck is just putting energy into the deck because your hands are full of energy. So you just sort of energize a deck of cards. You can energize a piece of jewelry. You can do anything with the energy of the hands. And I hate to say the word want because that's really a crude word. It's not an ideal word, but If you can manifest that and get that energy, what it really means is that the energy inside of you is now affecting your environment.
Right.
And you're getting a desired result. Now, from there, we go out of the lab and we go into life. And we start to manifest things in life that we desire, given that we're rational and we're ethical and we have morals and integrity in terms of seeking our goal. And that's when it becomes so magical. You have no idea how you can affect your environment by the link between thought, energy, and action.
Okay. Well, we have to take some callers, Neil. So that's what I'm going to do. Everybody that's in the queue, we're going to try to get to each one of you. So let me bring on our first 562 area code. Good morning, 562.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Who's this?
This is Kelly. I'm calling from California.
Yes, you're in our area code, actually. That's very interesting. What was your name again?
Kelly.
Kelly, C-A-L-L-I-E. And what's your birthday, Kelly?
4/26.
Do
you need the year? 70.
Yes, we do. 70?
I thought it was Kelly.
Is it C-A-L-L-I-E?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what's your question?
I'm having difficulties with my career, like finding a job. It's been a year now, and I do qualify the jobs that I go for. I mean, I meet all the criterias, and they're just not hiring me. So I'm just wondering, what is the energy that I'm projecting out? Because there's some jobs that I get out of that interview, and I'm thinking, I nailed it. I know I have it. This is mine. I already visualized me working there. And then nothing happens.
Okay, and I want to make sure you're born in what 1970, correct? 70?
70, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough to hear you, so if you could maybe talk right into the receiver. But Neil, go ahead.
Well, Kelly,
First of all, I want to go back just a little ways. Sounds like that song by Aretha Franklin. Let's go back when you were just 10.
Oh. Think.
Yeah.
Think, Callie.
When you, because I need to go back here because I got to figure something
99?
Out. 99? I want to go back to around the age of 7 or 8.
Oh, you're going that
far? I'm going back pretty far here, Callie. Any accidents then that you know of, childhood accidents, car, accidents in the family, divorces, any moves that were difficult for you to make around that, between the age of 7 to maybe 10, something there?
Yes, 7. We came to America when I was 7 years old.
How old were you then?
I was 7 when we came to the United States.
Yeah. You see, that's what I'm picking up on. That's why I went back there. My intuitive nature prompted me to go back there, Callie, because I don't know you, and figure out, well, what happened? So there was a transition back there that probably is kind of karmic, Callie, because you have one zone where you're born in the state that you were born in, and the country you were born in, and then suddenly around 7, you shift gears, and that's a journey that you're taking where you rearrange all the karma. Now, even though from 7 and you're 45 years old now, so it's been, you know, quite a while of time. It's been like 38 years since then.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of that, it doesn't matter, because when we look at the time scheme of a whole lifetime, what is karmic from our immediate past can go to sleep for a while and then return. So you've got a returning element of karma that is stopping you from getting the jobs that you know you think you've landed, and yet you haven't, because it has something to do with some strange arrangement of your karma that probably would be wise to investigate to some degree of energy and time. Were your parents divorced? Is there a separation from your father, estrangement, anything like that that later occurred?
No, my dad died when I was 2. So
Okay. So I'm going, what's happening, because I felt a loss of father, and because of the arrangement of our radio show, I don't have time to just be, you know, just leisurely. I've got to think of these things as I'm getting them. But I felt like a father separation. So that occurs when you're 2. Now, believe it or not, now I'm on the right path, because your master number is 2. Well, your master number is 2. And when you're 2 years old, your father dies. So some spirit is taking me further back to try to unravel where your conflicts originated from. See, because you came into the world with these conflicts. And now at 45, they're still erupting. So, but the thing about it, Callie, is that there's probably a way to unroot the energy of karma so that you're no longer tagged. It's almost like freeing an animal from a trap. And while they're in the trap, they can't move. But you free them, and they're free to go. There's nothing really wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you, Callie. You're just sort of in the entrapment of karma, which needs to be freed. Now, how do we do that? I probably would have to go into a more of a psychological journey in your brain to figure out, well, what happened, then we find it, then it's released. There might be there's some kind of divorce in there. Are you, did you suffer from any kind of strange or rude separation from a significant other? Do you have a child, for instance? Is there any kind of divorce in your life?
Yeah, I had one divorce. And then my most recent marriage, we got married in January. We got married in November and he left in January. So I have not heard from him since then. So I'm assuming we're getting a divorce.
Yeah. So see, what's happening? The good news is that I'm getting into your journey and getting validation. That's the good news. the more difficult news is that I can't solve your problem in a radio reading. It demands an it. I'm understanding where the problem is, but to activate it, and to change it in 2 minutes, I can't do that. We have to move on to the next caller. But what I've got from you, maybe what you can take from this reading, Callie, is where there's a source of energy coming that's karmic, that has to do with the complications in your life, that has to do stemming back from your family zone, continuing on with your current marriages and divorces. And this is where the beginning of the story starts. But to unravel it and solve it probably could take a good hour. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to really look into it and investigate a little bit further.
Okay. And I'm going to get We've got a lot of callers, Callie, and we're not going to be able to go over today. We've only got 32 minutes.
I wanted to explanation as to the way he would heal it. Like, is it energetically? Is it walking it through the memories? I mean,
it'd be a little bit of, it'd be a concoction, Callie. You have to really approach this on a kind of holistic basis with energy, body, psychological. It's a full impact.
And you can, Callie, if you know, Neil can explain that to you. If you call him after the show, I don't know, right after the show, you won't be available. But today, he'll be able to call you back, and he can discuss with you how he would work with you if you want to talk to him. But I just want to make sure we get to all other callers on the air. So there's no problem explaining it. It's just probably a better time to do it after the show. And his number is 562-596-7818. But we really appreciate your call. And actually, you're local, so you could even come. It would be even better to see her face-to-face. So definitely give a call. Okay, Callie?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Callie can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio because she can join us on Facebook again, 562-596-7818. But for Callie and for the other listeners, Neil has worked with thousands and thousands of people and helped to shift the circumstances in their lives, which is the subject of our show today, the very subject of our show. And with that, I'm going to bring on our next caller from 408 area code, and I believe this is Sal. Is this Sal?
Yes, it is. Hi, Kirsten. Thank you.
Hi. So Sal, S-A-L. Sal, I spoke with you about Neil, and we're going to try to get something shifted for him, same thing. He's having some difficulty in his experiences in life, and your grounding, home issues, and I'm going to ask you to detail those for Neil, Sal. But can we get your birth date first?
Sure. My birthday is April 3rd, 1971.
Yeah. So 717 is 25-7. And go ahead and just brief Neil in a couple of minutes on what exactly is going on in your life and what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. Okay, what struggles I've been having is they're financial, but I think they're deeper than that. We had to leave our last house because of not being able to find work. And actually, I had jobs, but they were different circumstances where they said there was conflict with schedules or not doing a good enough job or whatever the situation was to not have those come through. So we ended up losing our first home, staying with some friends. I got another job, and that job ended in the same manner. I had interviewed for a number of other positions. Some they said they would hire me, and then a couple days later said we're going to hire someone internally, or our corporate officers want to hire somebody from the Chinese-based company that we own, for example. And that happened to me three or four times in the last few months. So because of that, we're homeless again. And the situation now is even more stressful and dire because our belongings that were in Los Angeles when we moved to Northern California 3 years ago were all sold without our notice. Everything that belongs to our family, children, our deceased son, all of that. And it just feels that there are energies that constantly get in the way as much as myself and my wife, not just try harder, but release and pray and ask for other help outside of ourselves, not just physical and emotional health, but spiritual help. And I'm wondering what I can do, we can do, to remove those blocks to put our family in a safe place.
Okay, Neil.
Well, some of your problem, some of your journey, Sal, occurred around the age of 25. So there would have been a change in there. You're 44 now, so can you quickly go back to 25 years old, 1996, 1997, somewhere in there. Did you, for instance, graduate from school? Was there a change in your geographical location?
What?
1996.
Well, 1996, what I can remember there is we had, that's my first job I had after we were married, getting laid off, and us actually having to leave our house. We weren't evicted or anything like that, but because I lost my job, we moved in with my mother-in-law during that time, right? That happened during that time frame.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. To your knowledge, Sal, was there any tragic, I heard you said your son is deceased, but prior to your son being deceased, any tragic deaths in the family of either you or your wife, like car accident, accidental gunshot, anything?
My wife's sister died when she was very young from leukemia, and that was about around 1966, 1967, roughly. And my father died of a cerebral aneurysm in 1992.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, let's take out the word curse, because there's no curses going on, but what you've got is you've been born, that the energy levels of your family have been born with not the best karma health wise. And that's probably because, who knows, that I mean, there may be something in a past life, something happened in the family energy, and I think it's probably the lineage of this bloodline family, because, you know, we can come back and be in several different assorted bloodlines if you believe in that. And if you don't,
yes,
know,
I do.
Then it's just, okay. So because of that, you know, there's something about that element. I'm also getting something around you. When I'm around you, Sal, I'm feeling like very cold, like if I went into a past life, I saw somebody being frozen, like they froze to death. It's just really weird. So I don't know yet how to incorporate that. Did you anybody who ever lived in any territory or any area where there would be snow throughout your childhood, throughout any part of your life, any immediate family members that lived in an area where there was snow?
No, I've been in California my whole life. My parents were from Sicily, and it was, you know, Mediterranean climate there.
Okay, so the area of the snow area is coming from something not in this lifetime. It's not in, it's something else, because I'm getting that element around you. How about you? Are you in pretty general good health, or have you ever... any concussions from your life? Anything where you fainted? Anything like that?
I was always sick as a child. I was born with crooked feet. I had a lot of different infections, where ear infections, throat infections, where it required having one of those tubes in my ear to drain the fluids.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You were born with crooked feet?
Yes, my feet were born crooked. As a baby, I had to wear shoes with bars in them as they grew,
okay,
so they would grow straight.
Yeah, that to me is the element of having frozen feet in a past life. Believe it or not, I'm going to take the option of evaluating that your crooked feet, now this is a cosmic interpretation, that was a result of you being frozen in a past life where your feet froze. I mean, you were stiff. Now I don't know yet how to make that work in terms of aligning you to a better energy level, but my belief, Sal, is that sometimes you have to go way back into the past, tweak something so that by the time you get to the present, it's on a different railroad track. And that's what I think with you, as I'm quickly listening to what's going on. I believe is that you were in a past life and you were frozen. You froze to death. I believe maybe it happened as you were, now let's just look at this for entertaining purposes of nothing else. You were on a quest for gold. You were looking for something. Maybe you were in Alaska, I don't know. But you were searching for something and you ended up freezing to death. Now, even in Northern California could happen, as we know, with the donor party and things like that. I'm not suggesting you were a donor party. I'm not suggesting that was part. Have you ever done any job where you did any investing, or is investing any part of your history? Are you interested?
Not specifically investing, Neil, but my education and most of my jobs have been in accounting, so it has been finance related.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm getting, Sal, is I'm starting to open up the very first pages of your book, and I'm starting to read where you're coming from. As a psychic, I'm doing this. I'm starting to read where you're coming from so I can begin to figure out the plot line here, and the accounting and everything like that is starting to resonate with me in terms of how to maybe unravel your problem, because it's a deep set problem.
I mean, is there anything that can be done just on the air or energy we could put out for him?
Well, I think, you know, just in terms of me doing a reading with you on the air, because I surround myself with angels and guides, and angels and guides work with me because I have integrity and I'm honest. I earn my keep here.
There's an angel right here next to you.
Yeah, and I've got Kristen here. My beloved is with me. So, you know, we work together. And so I think by the attitude of just sheer energy, something may happen. So, you know, I don't know. Something could happen. I mean, things could just start changing. What I'll do is I'll keep working with your energy. I've got your birth date here. Believe it or not, I do work with energies all day long. I've got them in my head. And I'll keep working in that attitude for you. There may be some changes. You can always call back. You always have the option of giving us a call on the radio show. We do it twice a week, and seeing how we can work this out on that basis alone, and see where this goes. Otherwise, you know, I don't know. It would demand a more full reading, Sal, for me to really go into depth about. I have to analyze more deeply about what you could do personally. There, I mean, you know, people say on the radio, well, why don't you actualize, visualize, why don't you do some this exercise, that exercise.
Sometimes it takes more of a trick than just doing a simple exercise. Something needs to be shifted in the energy field, or, you know, a journey back into the earlier lifetime or even into past lives to readjust something.
You know, it
might
need
to be done.
It's true. You know, it's not like you go to a doctor and the doctor says, oh, you just have a headache. Take 2 aspirin, a glass of water, go back to work. This is a little more deeper, but you know what? It's workable. This is not, your problems are deep because you haven't released yourself from a certain karma, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been continuing. Can that karma be released? Absolutely. I believe that. I'm looking at your energy and feeling it. And I'm getting a kind of a gauge as to what's going on here. So then I make a quick assessment as to what a psychic can do to help. And yeah, there's some avenue here.
And we've got like 15
so we have to go
hours. We do. I'm sorry, okay. Sal, but we try to get to everybody that calls, and we've given.
Oh no, I understand. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you very much. It's right on.
Oh, and your wife's name? What's your name?
Juanita.
Hi. I'm sorry.
You guys are right on. You're just right on.
What was your name?
Juanita.
Glenda.
Juanita.
Juanita, God, why can't I hear? Juanita, okay, great. Juanita, can we get your birthday too, just so we have it for the record?
Sure, it's 10/16/63.
Okay, perfect. Thank you both, and perhaps we'll be hearing from you again on the show or otherwise, and we were wishing you the best of luck, putting out great energy for you.
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
All right, okay. So callers, several of you have not pressed 1, so I don't know if you're desiring readings. We have about 18 minutes left and so many callers, Neil. What we're going to need to do is spend about 5 minutes for the rest of people because, you know, to try to get to as many people as we can.
You mean limit it, yeah.
Right, okay. We got to limit the time. So if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1. Okay, let's bring on area code. Everybody's jumbled in the queue, so it's tough to see who's been waiting the longest. 310 is next. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kine, spelled K-I-N-E.
Okay, is that Hawaiian?
Kine, it's West African, but yes, it's also a Hawaiian word.
Yeah, seems like that. Okay, pretty name. What's your birthday?
May 24, 1992.
Okay. And what's your question? 32.5.
Yes. It's a pretty quick one, I believe. I've just been trying to figure out where I want to put my energy as far as work. I really want to become a freelancer and not have like a 9-to-5 job with the boss telling me what to do. And I've been trying to kind of focus because I have so many just artistic talents and things that I'm interested in want to do, but I know that my purpose is to use my arts to bring awareness. But I'm not sure that this is a path that I can make a living from. And so I'm just kind of overwhelmed and trying to figure out where to put my focus. Yes.
Okay, Neil, we got to...
Well, Kine, I want to ask you something real quickly. Are there any teachers in your family background, anyone who ever taught?
No, not that I can think of, no.
Okay, so then what by saying no, what I'm trying to solve for you is how to activate your life as a human being and have your artistic endeavors match your income, match your livelihood. So there's a disconnection there. I already know you've got the, being an intuitive, I already know you've got the substance down. I know that. What's happening is that your link to occupation is all messed up. That's what's messed up. When I ask if there's been any teachers, it's because I think that there's something devoid in the family energy that has caused, that you've unfortunately inherited. Now, let me ask you something else. Forgive me for being personal on the air, but any alcohol problems in throughout the family background?
Not that I can think of, like none that's been public. If there has been, it's not anything that I know of.
Okay. And nothing in your personal world, associates, friends, significant others, no drinking element, no drinking problems, drug problems?
Yeah, a lot of my really good friends have had both drinking and drug problems.
Did any accidents occur from that behavior?
Well, I lost a really good friend, but we're not as close as we used to be due to her youth, and I used to live with her.
But she's not. She's still alive. It's just that.
No accidents happened to her.
Okay. So, see, what I'm doing, sometimes these readings on the radio, they're frustrating because I can't do the job I really want to do because of the time factor. But with you again, I've seen the beginning of a lot of people on the radio today that have karmic issues that where the karma has separated them from their essence. And this is, again, another karmic element that's correctable. It's correctable. Mm-hmm. But again, I guess what you have to do, what I do as a psychic is I get into the psychological layers and then I go deeper into the psychic layers and things like that to really figure out what went wrong, where to fix it and go on. You know, that's my job. I like to see people go on and get their problems out of my hair too. So that's where I think you're, that's where I think, have you had any vehicle problems lately, any car problems?
I don't own a car. I don't really pay any bills or anything like that.
I got it. Well, you believe me, the questions I'm asking you and the answers you're giving me is helping to get me arranged in my thinking about where your soul is stuck. And that's where I'm going. So again, it's the beginning of a story. You know, you can always call back and talk to us further. You could set up something private, or you could take this information and share it with somebody else who might help you. But, you know, but this is where the beginning, I'm beginning to understand what the beginning of your problems are. And now it's just working them through and getting you into a zone of light so you can be an artistic person and get paid for it, which I think is possible. Okay. Very, very possible.
Okay, Kine. Well,
thank you.
Sorry, the readings are short, but you're always welcome. I'd be upset to call our show again, or you can just contact him directly at 562-596-7818. And we are on Facebook and on Twitter. So follow us there or join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. 908, this is Eva, I believe. Hello.
Hi, it is. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
And she's a 25-7, and you're born in October, I believe, but I don't have your birth date right in front of me.
Yes, I am a 25-7, October 17, 1960.
Oh, I did remember. It is 10-17.
Yeah.
Okay, I did remember. Okay, so what's going on, Eva?
I don't know if we can talk a little about location. I'm, you know, I have a place to live, but I don't feel it's healthy for me physically or probably even emotionally, this place, even though it's a beautiful place. So, I mean, I'm just trying to maybe get a little information about that because, as you know, I was traveling around and I landed back in the same place that I left last year. So, and not that I plan on staying there. My plan is to leave mid-August.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if there's anything that we can kind of dig up around that.
Well, so you ended up where you left off. You ended up with back at the place where this is convenient and it's not expensive and you can just be there temporarily.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Exactly. Yep.
And anybody in the family, in your family history that have emphysema, breathing problems, had lung problems, anybody in your history?
The only thing I thought that my father had something when he was like a teenager. He's fine now. He's like old and fine. But I thought there was something when he was like, it could have even been, well, no, I was just going to say like TB, but that doesn't go away. So it's whatever you had went away.
And have you had any yourself, any problem? No, I guess not. In that throat or the lung area? I mean,
I struggle with breathing when I'm at that place. The elevation's a little high for me. And actually, when I went back there a couple months ago, I was smoking, which doesn't help. And I've got a lot with the teeth.
Yeah. I was going to ask, now my next question was, I was going to ask if you're a smoker. That was going to be my next question, because that's where I was heading there, but you beat me to it.
It's a complicated answer, actually. I'm not smoking now, but I was smoking for the 2 months.
Yeah, got it. I understand. And you had some breathing problems in the altitude. Well, would be my hook. That's my hook, Eva, to deciding how to fix. I guess it sounds like today I'm doing fixing, trying to figure out what problems people have and how to fix them. But I can't always fix everything on the radio. I wish I could be a miracle man like that. But what I can do short of that is I can figure out in my mind where the problem's occurring. Now, if you can figure out where the problem's occurring, then you just go in and do the job. You fix it. It's like a mechanic.
Yeah.
Well, you got this problem, and then this is how you fix it. But now we located where the leak is. Your leak is between your fourth and fifth chakra. There's something in there that esoterically is becoming a theme. There's something in the theme world there that's causing a problem. I know you're rootless a little bit, so that goes without saying. I understand that.
But what mm-hmm. I would do is I would go to the fourth and fifth chakra and figure out what's going on there. And by fixing that, it might then realign your root system so that you can actually be in the place you're supposed to be in the locale that doesn't have all this difficult karma and diffusion in it and confusion. Yeah. But that would be my approach with you. I'll make a little note about it in case you should call back.
Yeah, and
cool.
You talk to Eva personally, so.
Oh,
yeah, and we've done a
yeah.
session. Yeah, we've done a session, and I do need to come back for more. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be advisable. Forgive me. I work with so many people that when I'm on the radio, I try to make everything fresh all over again.
Yeah.
So,
no worries. Yeah.
Okay, Eva. Well, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks.
All righty. Okay, 571 area code. We're just packing them in like sardines today. 571, hi.
Hi, hello.
Who's this, please?
I had one question, and it had to do with medical.
Yeah, we didn't hear your name or anything. Something like cut out. What's your
oh,
name?
Oh, really? Oh, this is
yeah.
Sonia.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sonia?
Yes.
Sonia.
Yeah, I think we've spoken to Sonia. It's just, I'm not right.
Yes.
There we go.
Last year we had the lightning strike at the house. You might remember that.
Okay. Yeah, you picked that up.
What's that?
A lightning strike at our house. What state are you in?
Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. Yeah. Okay, and your birth date again, Sonia, please?
4/23/68.
Okay, and it's a medical question. Go ahead.
I am in the process of going through more blood work, but I don't know if things are going to get worse or better, or what I should be doing to help myself more.
You're being tested for something, which you're not revealing. I don't know if you want Neil to pick that up or what.
Lyme's. I'm going through Lyme's treatment.
Lyme's. Okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't caught early.
It was.
Oh, really? I know somebody that had Lyme's positive, went through antibiotics, and it got rid of it. But
yeah, that's what
yeah.
I'm hoping.
Oh,
and I guess that's
yeah,
where the question lays.
Sure.
No. In fact, what you're going through was already written in your book of Lyme. But here's the thing that I'm, it might seem haphazard or an accident, but actually I'm picking up that this was part of your journey anyways. Maybe you're going to come out better for it, but you will get rid of it. Here's the thing about it, Sonia. You're 14 years past your karma of 33. Now you're 33 years old, now you're 47. That's 14 years past your karma of 33 years old. 14 is tucked into your 68. That's your year of birth. That adds up to 14. You have a beautiful 8 at the end of your year with a 6 chakra zone, because I'm equating the year, the numbers of the years to chakras and energies, which means that you're probably going to be resolved of this whole health issue probably, but before you're 48. Now, don't forget, when you're 48, that's your first number in your birth date and your last. So those are codes that are singing out to me in terms of what the journey of your life is supposed to be about. This Lyme disease is probably coming from a past life accident. I would assume in battle. I think if you want to be entertained by this thought, I think that there was a battle you had in a past life where there was a wound, the piercing. Lyme disease usually comes from ticks or insects. But the idea that you were pierced. In fact, in your lifetime, did anybody have any guns or the military or any object
sure.
or weaponry? Who was
yes.
that?
Oh, my husband. Father, grandparents, yes.
Okay, because, I'm not around guns. My family didn't have guns. I think my uncle had a gun, but we really weren't gun people. Yeah, my uncle committed suicide.
With a gun.
With a gun.
Always fishermen and family, so.
Yeah, I think that's telling me a piece. It doesn't mean that the guns are bad or anything, Sonia. It just means that I'm getting a kind of psychic connection to your storyline, and just looking at it and feeling that out to distinguish how to jump over to your other question, because I can go from one room to another and connect the two and say to you, you know what, I think this will be resolved in your 48th year, and you'll be done with it. So it's a karmic thing to go through. You might want to be a little bit, you're calling up radio shows and stuff, spiritual stuff. You might want to privately go into a spiritual dialogue with God, the angels, spirits, and try to feel a connection to your soul. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some creative way you could do that, because that might help to resolve this karma that's now manifesting as Lyme disease. It could even vanish. It could be anything can happen. But if we're lucky, it's going to happen before you're 48, or at somewhere within the age of 48, it's done. It's over with.
That sounds great.
Okay. Well, Sonia, thanks for checking back in with us.
Yes, thank you.
And we're wishing you well on this journey you're going through with the Lyme disease. Hopefully everything will turn out for you.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are going through it, so thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And we are out of time, Neil.
Okay.
We didn't get to everybody. We apologize, but we just didn't have time today. And hopefully we will hear from those callers we didn't reach on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody, for your participation today. Bye-bye.